This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins got a 5-4 walk-off win over the Red Sox last night. They waited out a 90-minute rain delay in the ninth inning. Brooks Lee got the big hit. Royce Lewis says it was late-night baseball, but that was good.
One of the more fun rain delays for me, because it was long enough to be long, but not too long, per se. I've been in, like, you know, I've sat here for 4 hours before, and we don't even end up even playing more than another inning, and then it starts raining again, so I think it was fun, and obviously to get the win there. And we had some fans stick around, and the fans, honestly, they hyped us up, man. They created better adrenaline and energy than the whole game itself before the rain, so it was exciting.
Game two of the three-game sets tonight at 6:40. The AAA Saints are back in action tonight. They start a six-game set at Toledo. The Vikings have an afternoon workout today as part of training camp in Eagan. Vikes safety Theo Jackson says he's happy to try to fill the role left by Cam Bynum.
Once I seen Cam, you know, one, I was happy for him, and that's my guy. But, you know, I was thinking, like, you know, like, I'm trying to see our next move to see, you know, what they do with me or if they bring somebody else in. But, you know, I was definitely thinking it's definitely my time.
Jackson says he's always been known for making the most of his reps when he has a chance.
A lot of plays, you know, I've had limited reps getting in, but, you know, I try to make the most out of them.
The Vikes will have another practice tomorrow. It's day two of Golden Gopher fall camp today on campus, and tight end Jamison Gears says the team has a lot of confidence in new presumptive starting quarterback Drake Lindsey.
He's always in the facility. I see him all the time. We always, you know, hang out together, like, out of the facility, and, you know, just doing stuff together as a team and in the offense. Like, we spent two of our breaks away from here, all together, just working out and building our connections off the field and doing a bunch of fun stuff together.
The Gophers open the season on August 28th at home against Buffalo. For more Minnesota sports info, follow us on X @Minnesota Radio. This is MNN Sports.